For the Lord's Supper, let's turn to number 51. 5-1.
Break thou the bread of life.
Reading this morning from Matthew chapter 26, beginning in verse 26. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom."
Before we partake, if you haven't partaken here before, remove the cup from our container here and put it in the back of the seat. Now that way we won't be touching anything but our own personal cups. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful to you for sending your Son to this earth to teach us the things that we know to need to know about you, and Father, to learn about your Son. As our minds go back to the cross, knowing that he died on that cross for our sins, help us to partake of this bread in such a manner to be pleasing to thee. And help us always to remember him in our lives. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
We continue our thanks to Heavenly Father for this cup. Fruit of vine, which represents the blood that was shed upon that cross. Again, Father, we pray that we may partake of the mind be pleasing to thee. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Once you've marked that, let's turn to number 286. 286. I care not today what the morrow may bring, is shadow or sunshine or rain. The Lord and the ruler for everything, and all of my worry is vain. Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in his great love. From all hearts
above, trusting, confiding. What a blessing to have you with us today and to have some young people with us today that I hope will preach the gospel in the future. And by the example that I have been given by Brother Paul Sparks to preach according to the needs of people, and that they will find that idea to be a good thing to do in their lives. Because as they speak regarding things people need, they never run out of topics to write about, and they never run out of topics to preach the gospel about. What a blessing it is. Today, the need that I feel like that we all need is the idea of how to grow in the Lord as we should. It is said of Jesus in Luke chapter 2, and beginning at verse 48, "And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowfully. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying that he had spake unto them. He went down with them and came to Jerusalem, or Nazareth, and was subject unto them. His mother kept all these sayings in her heart. Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man." Notice the growth of Jesus Christ physically as well as spiritually. He increased in wisdom, how to answer, how to do, how to behave, how to help in situations, and in favor with God and man, as well as in stature. In the book of Ephesians chapter 4, reference is made to our growth as well. After saying that there is one body and one spirit, even as you're called and one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all, he makes the following statement in verse 7 of Ephesians 4. "But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, When he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now he that ascended, what is it that he should also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He is descended in the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, and he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and evangelists, and pastors, and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints," meaning for the equipping of the saints, "and for the work of the ministry, for the edifying," meaning for the building up of the body of Christ, "till we all come in the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine and cunning craftiness whereby they lie await to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplied, according to the effectual working of the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in Christ. And this I say therefore, testifying the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, but who being fast feeding have given themselves over to lasciviousness to work all kinds of uncleanness and greediness, but ye have not so learned of Christ. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus." Notice that in this way, this is the way of life we are to grow in. We're growing the knowledge of Jesus and the teaching of Jesus that he gave to us. And he says in verse 23 and 24, "And being renewed in the spirit in your mind, that you may put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness."
Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. This is the way of life for us to grow in. A growth that is spiritual, a growth that is good, a growth that is helpful. He says in verse 28, let him that stole steal no more, but let him labor with his hands that which is good, that he may have to give to those that have need. There's no corrupt communication to proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Walk in love as Christ also loved us, and has given himself as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness and covetousness, let it not be once named among you as become the saints. Neither filthiness nor foolish talking or jesting, yet which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this we know, that no whoremonger or unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. I'll stop there to say there are a number of things here that are stated that beware of the witness of your life as you study from the Bible in Ephesians chapter 4, how we're to grow in the way of God. And on into chapter 5, he tells us to prove what is acceptable unto the Lord. Have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them as you go on down in that chapter 5 of Ephesians. We're to grow in a way to talk, a way to do, a way to behave, a way to honor God's will in our lives. And as a result of that, we grow like Jesus grew, in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. He was one who cared about mankind enough to be as much like man as he could be and to be an influence for good. But he also wanted to be the example of God's fish heavenly Father, to be cheerful to say that this is the way God my Father would have us to live, have us to do. That's the way of life to grow. And in growing that way, that's the way of life he wants us to continue to grow even today. When we find ourselves doing that, we'll be people who are doing God's will in his way. He goes on to say in Ephesians chapter 5, the following, in verse number 11, have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. And then he says, for it's a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. And all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. Whatsoever doeth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepeth, arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. You and I will see the right things and the wise way of following the way of God as we go through, though we not immediately see that that's the best way for us to go, best thing for us to do. But when we get down to the end of the road with that, and we look back over that truth that we taught, the facts that we taught, the faithfulness that we taught, the kind of life that we've lived from day to day, then we see that that's God's way. That's the Lord's way. That's the way we should have gone. And that's the way we want to have taught others as we live. As our children grow up, they remember that. As our family grows up, they remember that. As our neighborhood grows, it remembers that about your life and mine. That's the kind of people that he tells us to be. And in Ephesians 5, verse number 25, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church
and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own body. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. But no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. We are members of the body, of his flesh, and of his bones. We, for this cause, shall a man leave father and mother, and join unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. On into chapter 6, he does not forget the rest of the family. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment of promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, obey them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of heart, as unto Christ, not with eye service, not just because they're looking at you and see what you do at the time, but as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, and neither is there respect of persons with him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, and in the power of his might, putting on, how do we grow further? We put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And as we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto yourself the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having your breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me that utterance may be given unto you, that I may open my mouth boldly, that I make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am ambassador in bonds, that for therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. There's a way to do things, he said, that we ought to do, and there's a way not to do things that we ought to shun. That's the way of life that God would have us to do. He wants us to grow in him in every kind of good way. And when you get to the writing that's given about Jesus in Luke chapter 2 and verse 52, it says a lot. It says he increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. It tells us a lot. Because all of these things are a part of wisdom. They're part of rapture. We're part with God and man. It's all part of God's way for us to live as we live on this earth. If you're subject to Jesus' invitation today, think about your relationship with him. And think about your relationship in the body of Christ at this place. And we'll pray with you and for you, that this will be the way of life that you will grow in as you go forward from day to day. May God bless you, everyone. As we stand together and sing a song of encouragement, would you mind making your way through the front and let that be known at this time as we sing.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey.
Six is a singing service. We moved that from the third Sunday to the fourth Sunday night. Just before our potluck time, we'll be singing songs right here in this auditorium. Come and be a part of that great singing and a great time to enjoy the fellowship together tonight following that service. God bless you, everyone. Thank you for being here.
Let's turn to number 449, and after the song, Brother Gene will lead us in a word of prayer. Men of sorrows, what a name for the Son of God who came, ruined sinners to reclaim. Hallelujah, what a Savior.
Father in heaven, once again we come to you thanking you for the blessing. We pray for you for everything that you have done for us. We ask your blessings on each and every one of us, around those that were mentioned.